So they wanted me to do this stand-up bit I used to do called Star Search and put it on the album. And I'm like, nah, man, that bit's outdated. It's not even that funny. So they're like, we know. That's why we're making it a hidden track. So then I'm like, I don't follow. So they're like, it's a hidden track. We hide it so it can never be found and no one's the wiser. So I'm like, that's genius. It's perfect for my lame Star Search bit. Let's hide that fucker good. Hey, but you know what's a great show? Star Search. You ever watch that show? God damn. That is an excellent show. Excellent. I'll tell you what the best thing about Star Search is. You get to see the stars of tomorrow today. You don't have to wait an extra day. My favorite things on Star Search is the junior dancers. Those are my favorite, you know? I love those junior dancers because I like how Ed introduces them. You know, it's always like, hot property! Then they all come dancing. Too cute for you! The funny thing about the junior dancers is it's not like if they win, they're going to go on to become junior dancers. Like, there's no place in show business for that, you know? It's not like you're ever hanging out. Hey, honey, what do you want to do tonight? Go see a movie or something? Or maybe grab a beer down at a bar or something? Hey, I know a good thing. Hey, why don't we go to that new joint they got down on Main Street there? That's a good club. They got 6-year-olds dancing. Yeah, I understand Hot Property is going to be there tonight. They're good. Yeah, that's right, little children. Yeah, but they're better live than on TV, I've heard. They're good, they're dancing. That's right, little children dancing. Come on, honey, get your coat, let's go. We got to beat the... The bands always name themselves bad on that show, too, man. They kind of brag in the title of their band. I was like, Hot Property, you know? Like, that's going to help them win. They just look like a jackass. You can't brag about yourself in the name of your band. It's crazy. Then it makes for these really weird intros for Ed, you know? He's like, this next band has been kicking around the Boca Raton area for the last 16 years. Now, America, say hello to Hot Property. And they come running out there. Guy's got a guitar going, you know. And then it's bad, too, when they lose, you know, because with a band with a great name like Hot Property or something like that, you know, if they lose, it looks horrible, you know. And it's always the bands with the, like, great names, they lose, and the bands with the horrible names win, you know. It's always like, it's time for the judge's decision. And you ever see the judges, too, on Star Search? You know, they're always kind of lame, like you never heard of them or anything, you know? Just got to take their word for it that they're... They always have these suspicious credentials, you know? It's like, it's time to meet our judges. He is the president and chief operating officer of Tri-Media Artists Incorporated and represents such stars as Meadowlark Lemon. Here he is, a bald guy with glasses. Then they cut to a bald guy with glasses. Now it's time for a judge's decision. Another tough decision for the judges. Our challengers, Hot Property, receive 1.25 stars. Our champions, Chunk of Shit, receive 4 stars, Chunk of Shit. Another perfect score. Come on over here, Chunk of Shit. Ha ha! That's the greatest when he calls him over. Ah! Sometimes he's even got some good news for him. That's the fucking coolest, you know? It's like, chunk of shit! How would you feel if I told you you're in the semifinals? You know what else he does, Ed, when he gets the little junior dancers out? I swear to God, he's real cute with them. He's good with kids and everything. But he always does the same fucking joke every goddamn time. He gets like the little junior dancers on. He's like, hey, they're up and at him. Now let me ask you something. If you win, what are you gonna do? What do you like to do with your future? And then the little girl's like, well, I want to grow up and I want to make a lot of money. And then he goes, you sound like my wife. Ah! She sounds like my wife.